Pope John Paul has published a new book. It's called Memory and Identity, and it includes his memories, described in public for the first time, of the moments after the attempt on his life in 1981. The book also offers a discussion of the damage done by Nazism and communism in the last century to Europe, and it labels abortion legal extermination. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
As the cradle of both Nazism and communism, the Pope views 20th century Europe as the battleground of the forces of good and evil. At a book presentation yesterday in Rome, Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro-Valls said that John Paul identifies the roots of 20th century evil in the Enlightenment philosophy of the 18th century. Navarro said a portion of the European intelligentsia of that time embraced the primacy of thought over being, introducing the idea of individual freedom separate from God.
Se l'uomo può decidere da solo senza Dio ciò che è buono e ciò che è cattivo.
In this excerpt, Navarro reads, "If a man can decide alone, without God, what is good and what is evil, he can also decide that a group of people must be annihilated, as happened during Nazism, as happened under communism, and could still happen today." In another section of the book, John Paul reflects again on Nazism and the fact that Hitler came to power as a democratically elected leader, and that the German parliament gave him full powers that allowed him to pursue the final solution, the Holocaust. The Pope then goes on to add, "It is in this light that we have to question the legal regulations that have been decided in the parliaments of present-day democracies. The most direct association that comes to mind is abortion. Those parliaments must be aware that they are transgressing their powers and remain in open conflict with the law of God and the law of nature." The juxtaposition of abortion and the Holocaust has been severely criticized by German Jewish leader Paul Spiegel, who said, "This shows the Catholic Church has not understood or does not want to understand that there is a tremendous difference between factory-like genocide and what women do to their bodies." At yesterday's press conference, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, the Vatican's theological watchdog, denied the Pope is equating abortion with the Holocaust.
Ma diciamo attira la nostra attenzione sulle tentazioni permanenti dell'umanità.
The Pope calls our attention, Ratzinger said, to the permanent temptations for humanity and on the need to take care not to fall into the pitfalls of evil. The Pope says that today the threat of totalitarianism is often posed by powerful economic forces that try to impose their ideas globally, especially in poorer countries. Under the subtle guise of democracy, he adds, these new totalitarianisms undermine basic human values by promoting moral permissiveness, abortion, euthanasia, genetic manipulation, contraception, and divorce. The book ends with the Pope's first public discussion of the 1981 attempt on his life. John Paul believes his life was saved by divine intervention. He says the assassination was not the initiative of Turkish gunman Ali Agca, adding that someone else gave the order. A trial on a plot allegedly hatched in the former Soviet orbit failed to shed light on who might be behind the conspiracy. The Pope does not speculate who ordered his assassination, but writes, "It was one of the last convulsions of the 20th century ideologies of force." Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.